This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, December 22. Christmas Offering. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over a place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Romans 12, verse 1. I urge you, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Today we revisit the story of the Magi, who came a long way from the east to worship Jesus. They came bearing costly gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And we need to ask ourselves, what can we bring as a gift to the King of Kings? The contemporary song, Christmas Offering, retells the Christmas story in a way that focuses on offerings of praise, joy, and worship. Beginning with the shepherds and the Magi going to find the new king, this song points out that they honor Jesus with offerings of worship, and we are called to do that too. As the song puts it, we bring an offering of worship to our King. No one on earth deserves the praises that we sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due. Throughout Scripture, God calls his people to truly worship him. He sent his Son, Jesus, to reconcile us to himself and make us holy. And because of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, we're washed clean. It's only by his blood and through his mercy that we can say, "Lord, I come to you." In view of God's mercy for us, we're called to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. When we worship, as a community or individually, we're praising God for who he is and what he's done. And we can do this with our whole life, bringing true and proper worship to Christ our King. Pray with me. Dear God, may we bring our whole selves as an offering to you in worship. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.